And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Artificial intelligence is here, and by that I don't just mean with social media memes that can turn you into a superhero, or worse, political posts that put incriminating words into an opposing candidate's mouth. AI is taking the business world by storm, with jobs like customer service now completely outsourced to computers programmed to carry on conversations with you. But what about for businesses in smaller and rural communities? Here with me to talk about that is Ed Volke, CEO of Superior Communications, who recently hosted a Superior Chamber of Commerce event on that very subject. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Ed.
Hello, Robin, and thank you for having me.
So you're just coming off the Chamber event. What was the main message you were imparting, and what were some of the responses?
The main message was we're reaching a point with artificial intelligence where, in my opinion, I think the honeymoon phase is coming to an end. I think about a year and a half ago, the sky was the limit. This technology was going to change everything. And you saw a lot of companies going into projects in order to integrate it into their legacy systems and coming away with less than they would have assumed. A lot of project failures. And we're reaching kind of a maturity level, maybe a second level with artificial intelligence in businesses where during my presentation, I was advocating for starting small. Think about what you already measure in your business. And when you measure something, then you have a baseline to go off of, and we can figure out where AI fits from there.
Mm-hmm. I looked up the market capitalizations of the top companies driving AI. NVIDIA, Microsoft, Apple, and Alphabet all have market capitalizations of $3 and $4 trillion, if you can wrap that around your head. And yes, maybe they're reaching the maturities that you're talking about, or the realities of, okay, what can it do or can't it do? What are some specific applications, though, for local or rural companies?
Sure. This moment with AI is really akin to the rural electrification that happened in the 20s and 30s. My analogy usually is if I were sitting in 1928 and I were explaining to a carpenter how electricity was going to make his tools more powerful and it was also going to light the dinner table above he and his family that evening, it would have been very difficult for somebody to wrap their head around what that meant. Same thing with artificial intelligence. So where you're finding efficacy right now, marketing is one area that has already arrived. To be able to write marketing copy with a technical voice of your choosing, crafting to different segmentations and audiences very quickly, all of that is possible and supercharged right now with artificial intelligence. And people's creativity kind of turns into a curation process. Our real power as human beings using this is in our ability to curate the results.
And when you say curate, you mean rather than have it write an article for you, you're saying use it for ideas. A classic example of what not to do was, unfortunately, by the Chicago Sun-Times this summer, where one of the editors went to ChatGPT and came up with a summer reading list, and it had wonderful authors like Isabel Allende, but books she never wrote. And the problem was he didn't go back and double check what ChatGPT, you know, pulled off the web.
Right. And what you're speaking of in the industry would be called hallucinations. They exist.
You mean machines hallucinate too?
That is correct. Depending on how you phrase things, depending on whether you're connected to the internet, one of the incentives at the very bottom of the system that it's important to understand for large language models like ChatGPT is that they are programmed to give you an answer, and they are programmed to give that answer confidently, regardless of whether the information itself is correct or not. And it's very important to have an educational process as to how these tools can be used properly, what they can do and what they can't do. There are places in the world like the European Union who are rolling out laws to protect citizens in regards to how these language models and artificial intelligence are used. And one of the main operators of that system is to keep human oversight over the system. And that's called the human in the loop.
I was reading of a company with an AI app for restaurant operations, and I had to scratch my head because I'm wondering, how can AI make taking my dinner order more efficient? You still need wait persons.
During one of the presentations at the Chamber of Commerce, one mention was of utilizing a large language model in order to streamline carryout completely. So every single evening, regardless of whether there were new specials on the menu or not, they were written down, put into a system, and through automation alone, the entirety of the menu could be ordered by voice over the phone using a large language model.
Well, that answers my restaurant question.
Yeah, absolutely. The ability to kind of streamline your operations when it comes to bookkeeping is of large benefit. It has the ability to create kind of complex equations that you or I would never be able to program ourselves into a QuickBooks spreadsheet that can make information more usable. When it comes to manufacturing, if the only downtime you ever have is when something breaks, if you have the ability to, oh, we know that this is going to need to happen in the next 2 weeks, and you can kind of take a third shift to shut things down and spruce the system back up again because you know it's coming down the pipeline, AI-powered sensors are getting deployed to predict the next time that machine is going to need to be serviced before it ever actually has to be serviced.
And that would be particularly important for a small manufacturer.
Absolutely.
Okay. Ed Volkey is president and CEO of Superior Communications, an AI consultancy helping organizations adopt and implement artificial intelligence. Thank you for joining us, Ed.
Thank you so much for having me.
And if you have an idea of something you think we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. You can send that to us in a regular email, by the way. You don't have to use artificial intelligence to do so. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.